VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The United States reimposed sanctions on Iran's oil industry and financial sector Monday, following through on President Trump's promise to roll back relief that Iran received in the 2015 international agreement to limit its nuclear program. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo with reporters on Monday.
We have decided to grant narrow and temporary waivers that permit the continuation of three non-proliferation projects currently underway. Allowing these activities to continue for the time being will improve ongoing oversight of Iran's civil nuclear program and make these facilities less susceptible to illicit and illegal nuclear uses.
The measures bring back bans on the purchases of Iranian oil, which is a major part of the country's economy. Associated Press correspondent Charles Ledesma reports Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is already seeking to counter the American sanctions.
Rouhani has told government officials that Iran will overcome the sanctions and sell its oil. We're in an economic war situation, he says, confronting a bullying enemy. He means the US. Iran has to stand to win. His comments will raise Mideast tensions as America's maximalist approach to the Islamic Republic takes hold. The sanctions end all the economic benefits America granted to Iran for its 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. Though Iran, for now, continues to abide by the accord that saw it limit its enrichment of uranium. I'm Charles Ledesma.
UN officials and volunteers from the Syrian Arab Red Crescent are vaccinating children and distributing desperately needed aid for the first time in a remote camp for the displaced on Syria's border with Jordan, that is. International organizations entered Rukban camp for the first time since it was set up more than 3 years ago. Nearly 50,000 people have been stranded there. Before January, aid only reached the camp from Jordan. This is VOA News.